Good morning. Yes, it shows that I've been around for some time. Didn't happen overnight, did it?
No, it didn't happen.
Everyone thinks it just happened. A lot of hard work. There you go, 16 years ago, grinding away.
It was a long time ago, and I was doing the afternoon show here on the same radio station, so clearly you've progressed in your life and I have not. But but you know what? And now that people say your name, they know exactly what you're famous for. Magic is something that you are so great at. Do you think it's a lost art?
Well, first off, thank you very much. I'm just going to answer your question without saying, oh, thank you, you're very kind. I think it is. It's a difficult the thing about it is you can learn a trick very quickly, very easily, and then the kind of novelty wears off because from that stage it progressively gets more difficult and harder, and people kind of lose interest. So yes, it is a lost art, a dying art form, and it takes a lot of work and effort. You see a magician perform, and you think, oh wow, it just happens organically or magically, which it should look like that, but there's a lot involved to pull off a very simple, what looks like a simple magic trick.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Look, you've won many awards from the International Magician Society based in New York, the Merlin Awards. I don't care about that. All I want to know is why do all the magicians look so goddamn sexy?
And really? Well,
apparently so.
Oh, okay. Well, do you know what? When I was growing, well, first off, again, I'll say thank you.
No, but apparently, all magicians ooze sex appeal.
Not Penn and Teller, really? Please. No, not really. No.
Well, Penn and Teller, they still get the ladies.
Well, you know, that's a good point, but maybe that's why I got into magic tricks, because I'm chicks.
Magic tricks bring the chicks.
I'm figuring it out.
Magic chicks.
Oh, God, oh, I love that. Classic. That's your slogan from now on. Magic tricks brings the chicks. I love that. What would be the best illusion? Obviously, you're coming to Mackay at the Entertainment Centre, 31st of Mackay. Mm-hmm. By the way, we've got tickets to give away in just a second, but what would be the best illusion that you've done or seen by another magician?
Well, you know what they used to say? David Copperfield was actually engaged to Claudia Schiffer, supermodel. Mm. So that was a pretty good trick that he managed to pull her. No, jokes aside, talking about David Copperfield, when I was a kid, I saw him when I was 13 years old in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And he literally flew across the stage. Like Superman.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my God, that's incredible. And I've seen it obviously a couple more times. So that to me as a kid really kind of connected with me, resonated with me. So that would be, from another magician, the all-time greatest. It's actually in the greatest illusions of all time. Oh, so, God. Yeah.
Look, if you ever need like an assistant for your Mackay show, please call me. I'm not even lying. Dave can tell you. I've been a magic follower since I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
David Copperfield also, by the way, is one of my faves. And I remember when he walked through the Great Wall of China.
Yep.
And I remember when he made a massive, was it an elephant disappear? Or a car or something on stage? It was amazing.
Correct. He did some crazy things. He walked to the Great Wall of China, made the Statue of Liberty disappear.
Right.
And a lot of people have forgotten about what he did, all the great things he did. He's a bit older now. But yeah, for me, when I was growing up at 13, he was in his prime and he was just phenomenal.
You know what? Everyone's got a magic trick up their sleeve. Like some people are psychic like yourself, Jay.
Yep,
some people are magically make women just disappear just from talking to them.
That's Dave. He has this ability to make them disappear straight away.
Look, if you want to go, it's going to be a great show. It's on October 31st at the Mac. Make sure you get your tickets nice and early.
And if you want to grab them now, we've got a double pass giveaway, 133353. Costantino, mate, you're such a champion. Thanks for joining us this morning. We can't wait to see you in Mackay here in October, hey?
Pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me. I'll see everybody at the show.
Yeah, looking forward to it. And, of course, we'll put the details for tickets onto triplem.com.au.